You're tuned in to The War Room with your host, Rob Dew. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Third hour of The War Room has engaged, and we got Stuart Rhodes. He's going to stay with us riding shotgun for the rest of the show. I am going to play... I played a little bit of Alex Jones talking about all the pedos in this country from years gone back. We're going to end it with that as well. Stuart, did you hear about this? The former lieutenant governor of Virginia, which is on a lot of people's minds now because with Governor Spamberger, shot his wife and then killed himself inside his Virginia home. He was the lieutenant governor for Governor Northam, who was the "we keep the babies comfortable as we harvest their organs."
Right. Yeah, I saw that. That was very interesting. Yeah. So, of course, the mainstream media will do their best to minimize exposure for that. Imagine if it was a Republican that had done that.
Oh, yeah. No, it'd be the end of the world. And that was Justin Fairfax was his name. And two children were at home at the time. I mean, crazy, crazy stuff. And, you know, you may think at the time it's worth it to kill yourself and kill your spouse, but let me tell you, it's not worth it, especially when you got two kids. You're not leaving them anything but you know, a life of regret, and they're going to go through life now just being total.
I feel bad. I do feel bad for the kids, obviously.
Yeah.
It's horrible. But yeah, I mean, apparently we're going through a divorce, and that's how you chose to end it, which is really horrible.
Yeah. Totally ridiculous. So, all right, let's go to Jeff in South Dakota. Wants to talk also about the Epstein files. Go ahead, Jeff.
Thank you again. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
It's a great honor to speak to you again. I did speak to you on February 2nd, but I'm a major whistleblower, and I could literally prove a lot of RICO charges because this has been going on for a long time, and with the Boys Town stuff, I'd witnessed that.
Oh, yeah, I remember when you called in, yeah.
I really, it's a great honor to speak to Stuart Rhodes on this day, and he's really honorable, so I really appreciate him. My big question is getting my information out. I see that they're trying to corral people, and I think maybe part of this is a corralling where they're trying to minimize the outcome or the total investigation and everyone involved. How do I get slipped through that corral, and who do I really report to? Because I know if I, like in the past, if I went to the FBI, they have a way of, they'll plug the leak and stuff. So, but I'm trying to figure out how to get around that. Is there any good advice there?
My advice is start going on different podcasts or putting it out there so there's a repository of the information you have that can't be taken down. And then you start directing people to that repository. I don't think you can, and maybe, you know, you could get a sheriff and a county on your side, but Stuart, what are your suggestions?
Yeah, I mean, fortunately, sadly, the FBI that we thought was going to be purged and cleaned up has not been. Quite the opposite. Cash Patel, you know, like with Brian Cole, he's participating directly, and so did Bongino, and he was there in the framing of an innocent man, the cover for the deep state coup in the election 2020. You know, the so-called pipe bomber. It's just ridiculous. It's horrible. So no, you can't rely on the FBI. I think the FBI is a freaking joke. Until that's cleaned up, then yeah, what Rob said is you have to go through the court of public opinion first. And then if you can get a good sheriff in your area to take it up, that's right. So that's back to the point about why I'm starting the Strong County Project. Who your sheriff is matters. Who your local prosecutor is matters. I mean, you know, the bad guys know that. That's why Soros was funding prosecutor races all over the country to the tune of millions of dollars, because he knows it counts at the county level. So that's where the fight has to be right now, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I think there are definitely places you could get the word out. In fact, we should probably get Jeff's number, and he might have given it to me before too. There's a lot that goes on here. I mean, I probably spent like an hour and a half getting ready for today's show because I have so many other things to do, and I'm filling in. It's not my normal job, so I'm doing this on top of everything else. So I do tend to just go with the flow, and you know, if it didn't happen that day, it probably will never happen unless it's brought up to me again. But Jeff, you got anything else to say?
I do, because just I do know somebody very close to Trump and the very conservative side, and I really, it should be investigated, or and it's definitely there, and it's probably something that's being covered up because it's on the right side or conservative side, and it's just like I could drop that name right now and have it investigated on X or something, Twitter, but I don't have it set up because of lawfare against me, but it's just like literally I could do that at this very minute, and it would probably upset some people, but it would get this thing going, and I just don't know what to do. But
so well, I would love to get sometimes you got to just do it, do what's right. I mean, you got to make your own decision, pray on it, and make a decision. But I err on the side of being proactive and taking risks. Go for it, I say. But you're listening to a guy that was sentenced, you know, wrongly to 18 years, so maybe you should take my advice.
You know, we're cleaning out stuff, throwing away garbage, stuff that's piled up for years. I actually found some shirts that somebody sent us, and they say, "Life is a risk, live it." That's all they said. That's all it says on the shirt. Life in big block letters. Life is a risk, live it. And you know, it's kind of this ugly green. I saw it. And I'm like, who ordered these shirts? I opened them. I'm like, oh wow, that's actually a great slogan to go by. And you know. Nobody's coming to save you, bro. Nobody's coming to save any of us. We're all in charge of our own destiny, and we have to decide that we're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and that's how things are going to change. And it's going to change. What's crazy is, you know, Stuart and I have been in this fight for a long time, and it seems like, oh, nothing ever happens. And then, you know, you're seeing all this information come out. Hey, 5 years ago, this information wasn't even out there. So we should be thankful that more information's coming out, and just keep every day. We just keep moving the ball a little bit more, and eventually the dam's going to break. They won't be able to stop us all, and a few of us will get through the wire.
So. I got a good Bible quote for you, 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So, you know, duty is ours, results are God's. I say go for it.
Yeah, and don't make any decisions if you've been drinking, unless you've been drinking methylene blue.
don't hit send if you've been drinking, right?
Yeah. Thanks for calling, Jeff. The guys are going to get your number. I'm going to talk to you offline and see if we could help you out and get this thing going. So let's talk to Tax Slave in Pennsylvania. I'm going to go straight down. He also wants to talk about the Epstein files, state of the world and Epstein files. See, we're not going to stop talking about Epstein, you know?
No.
Trump's like, are you still talking about Epstein? Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're still talking about it, bro. So
it's my number one issue because it's the heart and soul of the demonic deep state.
Exactly. And hey, where the chips fall where they may, brother. That's where it is, you know? Right. Go ahead, Tech Slave.
Well, you guys just summed up everything I wanted to say. No. I do have a little more. But you're so right. You know, the revelations, you know, that, you know, were very clear, just indicate to me that, you know, the elite, the controlling government elites, that, you know, I guess there's a Venn diagram between government and the elite that are running the world, and there's a lot of overlap there. But, you know, it just dawned on me that, you know, I keep thinking, you know, about, you know, the war, the Epstein files, all this stuff, you know, the inflation and taxes and all this. And I'm like, how could I expect anything to be good in this life since we're being run by a satanic cult of child rapists, murderers, cannibals, God knows what else? And Stuart, I think what you said about bringing it more local, that's probably the only answer that I can think of to change it, because I don't think the government can police itself. The government is incapable of going after itself. You know what I mean? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, the caveat is that President Trump, as I've been saying for years, as the president commander-in-chief, can use his absolute power of declassification to expose all the dirt and his power to invoke the Insurrection Act. And he should, to defeat the deep state. And that's the only way to do it, really, is to defeat the deep state now through those mechanisms right now. He can do it with our support. I think it'd be a combined effort with him and us. He's got good people like Tulsi Gabbard or patriots that are doing the best they can. But like I said, they're distracting him with this war, and they're going to run the clock out on him so that he doesn't go after the deep state. He needs to get back to that core promise. His core promise in the election was to drain the swamp. And that's why I've got him tattooed on my arm. Like my forearm here has got him, you know, tattooed. I can't show it, but he's tattooed on my forearm because I saw him survive the attack on him in Butler, the assassination attempt, and I saw him, you know, react with courage. And that's the Trump that we need back in action. And I don't think any man's beyond redemption. I think it's possible to reach him, and I hope he will be reached and get back on track. But I believe that's what we have to do. Now, short of that, you're right. If he's not going to do it, it's going to require us, the people, and it's going to have to be bottom up. That's why I'm focusing on the county level. Can you guys still hear me?
Sure.
Did I lose you?
Oh, no. Yeah, I turned my mic off. I was talking to the guys. But okay. Yeah, no, I could hear you. I heard you the whole time. Oh, wait, did he just go muted? No, you're good. I can hear you.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for your call, Tax Slave. Let's see. Let's go to Clown Car, and then we're going to play a couple videos and cover some articles because I still want to cover the news as we go through this day. I've still got a stack over there, some Gateway Pundit. I've got some InfoWars articles. I want to go to this video of the Pope also. Basically inventing scripture to kind of make people feel guilty about not taking migrants into their house. Let's go to Clown Car first, talking about Event 201. Go ahead, Clown Car.
Captain Clown Car, Port of Dewey, sir. First of all, I would like to thank you guys. You guys are great Americans, Stuart, Harrison, Rob, Rex, everybody. You guys do a bang-up job out there. I got two real quick things I want to state. I don't know if Harrison remembers how Event 201 went down in New York, but they actually let us in and kind of ease the punch a little by letting us know you're going to smell something a little funny in the subway system of New York City. That is for Event 201. They put a pheromone in the subway system to see how far it could travel. Now, who knows? As far as I know, they did the same thing with COVID and however else they were able to do that. But we're all in a situation now where we've jumped on the Trump train, and now we're part of these Republican clubs, which I'm actually part of one here in Brooklyn. It's called the Donald J. Trump Republican Club. And we're having a town hall meeting. I've invited you, Rob. I've invited Rex. I would love to have Stuart Rhodes, and I would love to have Harrison Smith. You know, you guys could do it over Skype. Mm-hmm. We're trying to figure out how we're going to be able to withstand the next clampdown, the next lockdown, the next social media Snopes or whatever it's called, where they fact check us every time. Right. And I'm going to tell you, mm-hmm. my personal feeling is they took you guys off the air because something big is going to happen. And another situation, I believe Trump is about to tell all the illegal immigrants, because there is 50 million or whatever, 20 million, they're going to say, hey, listen, if you fight for America in our military, we're going to give you free citizenship. You're going to be an American citizen. So that's another thing I'm really worried about, because they stopped worrying so hard about the immigration. I believe that's the next step forward. Again, Rob, Stuart, military. Harrison, Rex, I would love to have you guys on Skype or however we're going to do it, because we're having a town hall meeting here in New York. And what's our next step?
So what's the date on that?
I'm a huge fan, and I'm finding it very hard to find you guys live. I'm actually having, like, InfoWars withdrawals from the truth. I don't know. I'm listening to everything else, and I'm going, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong. This can't be right. This can't be right. You know? But, you know.
What's the date of your town hall, Clown Car?
All right. So we're going to be doing it on April 30th from 9 p.m. From 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. New York City time. And, you know, we value everything that you guys do. You know, it might not seem like there's a lot of people. And believe me, I've been part of the New York City Freedom Rally since the very first time the J6 guys got in trouble. That was before we even did anti-vax protests and, stop the social media clampdowns and the freedom of speech. But one of the first ones we did was at Foley Square. I don't know if you know about this, Stuart, but we did it at Foley Square in New York City. That's like one of the very first rallies that the New York City Freedom Rally had held. I went awesome. There. I'm a union worker. I have a special thing that I use for confined space. It's called the CO2 detector, which happens to be the CO2 detector that OSHA uses in their stats to be the one that they use to determine what is considered legal amounts of parts per million within your carbon dioxide. So I use the detector, put it under the mask. Within 15 seconds, oh, it's going off. It's up to 80,000 parts per million dangerous. If you saw a school with lights and fire bells blaring, would you send your child into that school? No. So why would you do it, put a mask on your child? And let's not forget, on the CDC site, during the holiday, it said holiday recommendations. Do not put masks on children two and under because it may cause asphyxiation or death. And a small little disclaimer at the bottom of their website. But, I mean, I'm going off a tangent here because I have so many millions of things to say, and we need to get together at a town hall meeting and explain what's going on in Devil's Den.
Yeah.
Is Trump our guy? Obviously.
Yeah, I'm game.
Well, I think this clown car, you know, we had a caller talk about that earlier. The 14th Amendment is what people should have been relying on when they were saying you're not an essential person. 14th Amendment, bro. That's all you say. You know, you got to go equal protection under the law. There are no, we're all essential or we're not essential.
There's no law. Show me the law.
Yeah, exactly. No law. But they tried to do that. But that's what you say. The 14th Amendment says I can go do this because I have equal protection under the law right there. Boom. So
tell me about a man. Everybody told me about, oh, you got a mandate. You got a mandate. I don't date men.
Yeah. Sorry. I don't date men. Yeah, exactly. All right. Thanks for the call, Clown Car. You got any, you want to respond to that? Any of that, Stuart?
Yeah, I'm game to do pop into your town hall by Zoom. Do you know the guys? Do you know Joe the Box up there at the American Warehouse, America First Warehouse? If you don't,
yes,
you should pop by there and say hi. Yeah, there you go. So yeah, I'm game. Let me know. We should be proactive, and we need to prepare for resistance. What's coming down the pipe for us is basically communist Chinese social credit score. This is why I oppose. That's why, I frankly, oppose J.D. Vance for president. I don't trust him because I know he's Peter Thiel's, you know, boy. That's who he worked for. That's who groomed him and funded his run for the Senate. That's who helped him become vice president. That's who's behind him. And right now, Peter Thiel and Palantir, they are the targeting brain for the U.S. military, which they're turning into autonomous targeting by AI, you know, kill decisions by AI. That's what I don't like about what I'm seeing from Hegseth right now. He's advocating and demanding that AI companies allow for autonomous kill decisions by AI. That's like Terminator land. So
sure. And I think the AI companies know their stuff doesn't work as well as they say it does. And it's going to kill, well, it's going to kill schoolgirls, a bunch of, you know, schools full of children. And
well, here's the problem I have. I started Oath Keepers so that we can hopefully influence the current serving police and military to say no when given orders. What's going to happen when they, the elites, replace all the soldiers and police with robots and drones that will just do what they're told? All they can do is push a button to exterminate all of us. So we're in a ticking time bomb against that, against the coming of Terminator land. We have to defeat the deep state now, while President Trump's still in power, and before they build Terminator land. You know, they build total information awareness and Skynet.
Yep.
That's what's coming. And it's coming right now under the Trump administration. During our own, you know, our man that's supposed to be stopping this stuff, is it's under his watch right now. It's being built here. Project Gotham, with Palantir being inserting itself into all the police stations across the country.
While his eye is on Iran, that's what the minions are doing here. And let's play this clip of the Pope. Basically, he starts off with a Jesus quote from the Bible. Jesus told us, blessed are the peacemakers. And then he adds some extra stuff. Stuart, see if you can pick out where he went wrong. Here's the Pope, and it's clip 7.
Jesus told us, blessed are the peacemakers. But woe to those who manipulate religion in the very name of God for their own military, economic, or political gain, dragging that which is sacred into darkness and filth. Yes, my dear sisters and brothers, you who hunger and thirst for justice, who are poor, merciful, meek, and pure of heart, you who have wept, you are the light of the world.
All right, Stuart, where did he stop reading from the Bible?
It's hard to tell. That's the problem. Is he should have, you know, said this is what Christ said, and let me add to that. Here's what I think should be done now. Look, I'm a crusader. That's my mindset. My mindset is that we are here to occupy and to fight evil, and you don't do that just by turning the other cheek. Sometimes you got to fight. Our founding fathers fought. I mean, I hope he's not suggesting that the founders were somehow wrong, rebelling against tyranny. God gives us free will and gives us the ability to use our own hearts and minds to decide for ourselves what our course of life is going to be. That's a life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. And we have a duty to fight against anyone that's going to impose tyranny. That's why I oppose mass immigration of Muslims into the West. That's obviously done to destroy the West. And it was done in part by the Zionists. I oppose both of them. Pox on both their houses. I don't have to choose one or the other. I can say, hey, I'm going to preserve my country as a Christian nation against both, against the communists. Like, I went to law school with a bunch of dual citizen Israelis who are atheists and communists, who hate this country, hate the West, and want to destroy it. And then you got these friggin' Orthodox rabbis who wanted to say that, you know, Islam is the broom of Zionism. So I oppose both of them. So, you know, okay, I agree with just war theory. You should make sure that you are making war for the right reasons, and it should be carried out in a way that does not harm innocents if you can avoid it. But I also don't want to think that we have an obligation to be pacifists and allow our country to be destroyed.
Yeah, I totally agree. We can't just sit by while it goes, because if we've already sat and we've seen what happens, and you can see the people of Ireland, they're just like, wait, they woke up from like a 20-year coma going like, where'd our country go? What are we? Yeah. We were being good. We were being good Europeans, and look what happened to us.
Right. And they're, I mean, frankly, they're at the point now where there's only one way out. Yeah. We all know what that is.
Oh, yeah.
It's what they did in Northern Ireland against the British oppression.
Well, and they are standing strong, and they're not being violent. I think a lot of this passive resistance can work but they got to stay together, and they got to make sure there's no provocateurs in there. I got one more clip before go ahead.
How do they purge out their corrupt politicians? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because the ones that are resigning seem to be ones that are on their side, and they're just resigning in disgust. You know what? I'm going to play this clip when we come back. Basically, a county attorney in Minnesota has issued 2 arrest warrants for ICE agents for assault. We're going to play part of her clip when we come back. But I just want to remind people, go to thealexjonesstore.com. It supports everything we're doing here. We can't do it without your help. We got Methylene Blue, 72% off subscription. Right now, $22.39 a month as long as you subscribe, and it'll stay like that. You lock it in, that price, for as long as you stay subscribed. Also, you could get Ultimate Chill or Ultimate Energy at a subscription until we hit 1,000, then it's off. Go back to that 60% off InfoWars products. Is that what that said? So if you want one of these shirts like this that has the InfoWars Stacked logo, see this, guys, right here? InfoWars Stack logo. We got a lot of designs of those. We got some amazing hats. Looks like it said it was 60-something percent off. Was that old data? Okay. So that was old data, but you don't have too much time. April 30th is going to be the last day you can get these stacked InfoWars logos. InfoWars cooler bundle, $79.99. If you're a VIP member, $63.99. So become a VIP today. TheAlexJonesStore.com. It supports everything we do, and we need your support. We'll be right back for the final segment with Stuart Rose, finishing up with your calls and covering more news. Thanks for watching The War Room.
We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein for cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime. And then you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bentley to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good, because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working, because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We